So get that carpet in there, and it looks good, smells good, and takes care of a ton of problems. Guarantee you do that.
And I think that's the number one thing. And you know, Scott, the other thing that sometimes I think as realtors and sellers, we forget to do is to look at the exterior.
Yes.
I know when I got ready to sell my house in the Dallas area, I never used the front door. I always used the side entry garage and just went in. I go to get ready to sell my house, just like we help our sellers and people who are listening to us. And I walked across the street, took my phone to make notes, and I looked, and there was a dirt dauber living on my front porch. And I just went, note to self, when was the last time you opened your front door? And so immediately I said, I've got to paint the trim, the front door, and oh my goodness, the trees have grown up. I hadn't even noticed over the windows. I've got to get somebody out here to trim the trees. Because what is the very first thing that buyers look at when they drive up is the what?
The
exterior. And so I think sometimes we concentrate on things like the carpet, which is most important, and things inside, but we forget to take people outside and walk around. Are there any safety hazards? You know, what does it look like? What will the buyers, have you ever gone out to show buyers and you pull up and they go, I'm not getting out of the car?
Yes.
And you go, oh, please, I've got an appointment. It's so embarrassing. And they go, I'm not getting out of the car. Because the pictures were not as clear, or maybe they were a little deceptive, unfortunately, or older, and before the trees all grew up. And it's just not
a
good thing.
You know what I learned from you, though?
What was that?
This is a long time ago. It was in one of the classes. Is take a picture of the house when you go on the listing appointment and show it to the owners. Because
yes.
Sometimes they don't remember, and they go, oh my God, I didn't realize we had that big oil stain right there. Or I didn't realize that tree looked so horrible.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you, we talked about this morning. Every year we do what we call Buddy in the Park, where we do give away thousands of Easter eggs and t-shirts and stuff for the kids. That's just something what we like to do for them. But one thing, Pat, what you just said, because we go on Southland and we pass out our little cards inviting all the kids to come to the park. How many houses in Southland, because everybody in Southland comes through the rear. Their garages are in the rear.
Right.
They probably never use their front door. Their front doors are covered in cobwebs and dirt and leaves. They're not clean.
Right.
They don't know it because they never use their front door, like you just said, dirt dollars.
Exactly. And it's just one of those things that when we live in a place, we don't really see it for the way it is because we live in it. And so that's the same thing with tips to our listeners is to get rid of clutter. Go ahead, if you're going to move, and start boxing up stuff and Goodwill and your donations that you give your charities, and go ahead and get that stuff out of the way, because when people see it, and there was this great, great lady I learned from many years ago, and she said, if you can't see it, you can't sell it. And that stuck in my brain forever. If you can't see it, you can't sell it. And if you smell it, you can't sell it. So
that
goes back to your pet odors and
what you just said, yeah. The pictures and stuff. And I know we all love our kiddos. We love our grandparents. We love our parents. We love all our kids' awards. We love all the stuff. And we go down the halls and they're full of that. The best, you got to move it anyway.
Yes.
Best to go ahead and take them down, box them up real neatly where they don't get broke. You got plenty of time now, and probably go ahead and paint those walls.
Yes.
Well, they look clean and neat and fresh.
Yes. And I think there's a lot of companies now, and I know your company or agents could help too, if our consumers need that, is getting recycled boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And people who pack, because I'm as a senior generation, which I am, it's just hard sometimes to pack. And, you know, I just have so much fun teaching the generations because I'm the silent generation. Don't know why we were called that because we talk all the time. But the silent generation, we have a lot of treasures, which is junk, but there are treasures. So as a realtor going in, it's a little difficult when you're dealing with somebody of my generation because you've got to talk to them about all of their treasures and what are they going to give to the children. Well, first of all, you being the younger generation, my kids don't want my treasures. You know, they think it's all junk. So we have to be very careful, but they have to be packed up. And if we're going to move them, get help if we need that. Don't you think?
I think so, too. But some people don't understand what treasures are, though. You got to be careful what they pack up, especially when your wife doesn't know of old raggedy football that she threw away.
Yeah, was a treasure.
Yes,
yeah,
it was a treasure.
There are a lot of treasures. So, yeah, I agree with that.
So back to the inside, what you're saying, what to do. We got the pictures down. We got the carpet. With one thing too, folks, I'm going to tell you, on a TV, when we're looking at some right now where we're in the radio station, everybody now, we have the wall-mounted TVs.
Right.
In our contracts, it has the bracket stays. If you know you're taking that bracket, I'd take that TV down. I'd have that bracket. I'd have the wall fixed. Because if they come and see that up there, that bracket stays. Remember that.
Yes. And that is such a great tip for you to share, because there are a lot of realtors that maybe just pass over that because there's so much in our contracts. And that's huge for a seller, because you can get into a fight. And I've seen agents in class tell me stories about, well, you know, the seller took the TV down, but they didn't take the brackets down. And then we came in and the buyers don't want those brackets because it doesn't fit theirs. And it leaves huge holes in the wall. Who's going to pay for that?
Yes,
the realtor. And then you get, you know, you get into the agents, you know, they, everybody's mad. We don't want that. So the great thing about our contracts is if you read through them with a seller and they're going to sell, what stays, what doesn't stay, is all clearly there. And a seller can retain whatever they want to. But it's like you said, better take it down, go ahead and repair it. Out of sight, out of mind. Always helps a lot with that, don't you think? Yeah.
Well, and another thing, like we have one chandelier that Claire loves. She'll never let it go, no matter what, I promise you, because we bought it in New York. So we're going to sell the house. I said, before we do that, we take that chandelier down, and another chandelier goes up, chandelier's gone. That way that nobody ever sees
Absolutely.
It. That's not an issue, because you can't see it. Wasn't for sale.
Yeah, and I will tell you, having looked at that chandelier, if I walked in as a buyer, I'm going to want that chandelier first thing. So taking it down, out of sight, out of mind, is the perfect thing.
But if you know for sure something doesn't stay,
get it out. Yeah, get it gone.
Get off the property so it doesn't exist. So
yes,
it's not an issue. Because I promise you, as soon as you say something doesn't go, that'll be the deal breaker. Because they'll want it to stay.
Right. And I think just to let our listeners know, the greatest thing is that's what realtors do, is they go through, a good realtor will go through and give a seller all the advice and help that they need of what will add value, what will help sell faster, like you gave with the carpet. Having the exterior clean will get people in there quicker. And so those are just some of the things that we
stain.
Do.
I've had this. We said, well, we had a new roof put on, and that was from the old roof. I said, well, let's get it patched and painted over where people don't have any trouble wondering, well, was that new or old? Because if it's painted and fixed, your roof was fixed. Let's fix the damage for the old roof did. This is fixed now.
Because first thing, they're going to look up and go, what is that? And make it really a big issue for a buyer
when it's
walking through.
Taken care of. Yeah. Now, we're not saying hide an issue that's wrong.
No,
if it's been fixed and taken care of, let's finish the fix and make sure it's taken care of.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a difference in hiding and fixing. That's for sure.
Yeah, we're not saying hide anything. We want it all fixed. But here's the deal. If you know it has to be taken care of, let's get it pristine where you get a pristine price if you're going to have to fix it later anyway, because they're going to do inspections. If you know they're going to ask you to fix it later, let's fix it beforehand where you get the price, because you're going to pay for it anyway.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, some of the sellers out there listening might not know about our Texas law that by law, the seller has to do a seller disclosure form. There are 11 standard exceptions to that, but they do have to do that seller disclosure. And I think sometimes our for sale by owners don't know about that form. So that's something they can find out from somebody at your office, one of the agents.
Even if you're selling for sale, we'll give you the form for free.
Absolutely.
We do that.
Yes.
If you sell it to your mother, brother, nephew, you got to have that form. So
absolutely.
Hey, folks, we really, really appreciate you listening in. Pat, I always love your education, your knowledge, and sharing with everybody. You're so sweet about doing that, and you just enjoy it, don't you?
I have fun. Yeah, it's fun. I love this. You know, I kept getting all these texts from my former students going, I saw you on the radio.
Yeah,
because we put it on Facebook, and I went, oh, that's good. I'm glad you could see me on the radio.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening in. We'll catch you next Sunday.